This week, WRTI will broadcast a Philadelphia Orchestra performance of Mozart and Beethoven, highlighting some musical connections between these two masters. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, on the podium will be Christoph von Dohnányi, who has a longtime connection with the Philadelphians.
Christoph von Dohnányi, former music director of the Cleveland Orchestra, has led orchestras and opera companies all over the world. He made his debut with the Philadelphia Orchestra in 1988.
I love this orchestra here, and I come in, and we know we like each other.
This week's concert broadcast pairs Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 20, composed in 1772, and Beethoven's Symphony No. 3, which premiered in 1805. The lives of the two composers overlapped, but Beethoven was nearly 15 years younger.
We know he didn't like Mozart very much. He adored some of his music, but Mozart was a very famous man in those days, and Beethoven had more trouble.
Friends or not, composers of that time looked to one another in a way that 21st century composers don't, says Dohnányi.
Nowadays, every composer wants to be unique. They certainly don't want that somebody says to Mr. X, it sounds like Mr. Y, you know? In those days, it was different. If somebody told Mozart, it sounds like Haydn, he was honored.
Beethoven composed two cadenzas for Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 20.
Beethoven, of course, must have loved this piece. Otherwise, he wouldn't have composed such a great cadenza.
The concert also features 20th century Polish composer Witold Ludosławski's funeral music.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.